Hello and welcome to the Field Talk Podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. The pork industry remains one of the main economic drivers in Minnesota's agriculture economy, but it has faced its share of challenges in recent years. Easton farmer Lori Stevemer is nearing the end of her time as president of the National Pork Producers Council. She assesses how the industry fared in 2024.
It certainly was a busy year, and as I think back, you know, we started 2024 with really unprofitable times, and we were in that long stretch of unprofitability and ending up the year with better prices than we projected. So I think, you know, a shout out to our producers for the resilience to go through that year and all the challenges that they had certainly is, you know, first and foremost on my mind. I along those lines, I just would also say, you know, our producers have stayed engaged. They've done fly-ins. They've contacted their legislators. So despite any financial challenges they went through, they realized that they needed to show up. And that was actually a message I gave to them last fall at our fall fly-in. I said, you know, the world is run by those that show up, so keep showing up.
So your organization's involved with policy and advocacy. I guess how valuable is that farmer involvement?
It's really important. And I, you know, to go to our lawmakers and talk about how regulations are affecting us or potential regulations is really key. And, you know, it's been great as president. I get a chance to meet all kinds of individuals, all kinds of pork producers, and everybody has a different experience and different perspective. And to be able to bring that forth and share is really key because it shows how diverse our industry is and how these different rules can impact us. And I think we forget about that. We often feel like, oh, what can I do? I'm just a pig farmer here in southern Minnesota. But, you know, when we go talk to our representatives or when we go visit with the State Department or somebody like that and talk about the issues, that resonates with them because we're farmers and we're also constituents. And so I think we can never overlook the value of being engaged.
Like many other farm groups, there was a disappointment that there was no new farm bill crafted, nor was there a fix to Prop 12. But were there some wins for the industry in 2024?
You know, certainly disease prevention and preparedness is on our minds. And so traceability standards, you know, those mandatory standards were passed at our pork forum in March. And that was by a producer-led task force. So continuing to understand how our pigs move and how our diseases would be tracked is really key should we get some type of foreign animal disease and our exports shut down. So once again, just a sign of producer involvement. You know, I would say if I look at some of the challenges and how we ended up with the year, you know, certainly not getting any type of federal solution to Prop 12 in the Farm Bill extension was a bit of a disappointment. I know we worked really hard on that. Our producers did and our staff did. So certainly looking ahead to 2025 and the next Congress and when they take up that Farm Bill again. So those are just a couple of things that come to mind.
So what are some of the ongoing issues that are facing pork producers today?
You know, demand is always on producers' minds. And even though the National Pork Board is responsible for demand, you know, producers know that strong demand for our product raises prices, leads to good prices. So that's definitely on people's minds. And I would say also just pricing of our products, whether that's, you know, reflective of how they're sold in to distributors and the marketplace or transparency or ease of pricing is key on people's minds. So a lot of discussions on that. I would say, you know, as we look at the disruptions that happened during the year, whether it was a ballot measure in a state, you know, hearing from producers on how can we be more proactive or how can we have a better perspective on what those disruptions might be. And that was something that we addressed in our long-range strategic plan. So I'm really happy that we did accomplish that too this year. We updated our long-range strategic plan. So we're looking out for the next 3 years and have a game plan for staff and producers and being able to understand what's coming at us and being able to be more proactive is really another theme that producers have told me about.
Sustainability is an issue that's important to the NPPC. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And sometimes sustainability, you know, means different things to different people. But to us, it's part of the stewardship that we do, the care for the animals, the care for the land. And, you know, you're right. Dale and I have been involved with it for a number of years and getting those Pork Cares reports that shows the progress of our farm and the improvements we're making and where we can improve more is really key. And, you know, we'll see what's ahead for the next administration and what type of opportunities there are for sustainability or what programs get changed. But I think at the end of the day, you know, pork producers, the pig farmers I work with, they understand the care of the animals and how important that is. And they understand wise use of resources, whether that's land, grains, water. And they also understand the value of pig manure back onto their fields as an organic fertilizer. So, you know, what we take for granted every day, we can't forget that there's others that aren't familiar with that. And so we need to continue to speak up on that and the work that we do, because I do believe that, and we've seen it here in Minnesota, that, you know, concern about water quality or water availability is going to be probably even more the next year. And so that's why we need to continue to talk about what we're doing and show the people that are making the rules.
Animal health is also one of your primary concerns, that including both foreign animal disease prevention, but there's also concern over diseases that are already here. How would you assess that?
You know, PERS is absolutely still a thorn in our side, and especially when we get into these fall, early winter months, you know, we see that uptick of PERS. So a lot more discussion on those endemic diseases and how we can track them better. You know, I know there are certain regions of the country, whether it's a group in Southeast Iowa or even a group here in Minnesota, that are looking at disease transmission and how can they reduce that disease transmission. I know that on a national level, AASV and a few other organizations are looking at PEDV. So is that a disease that can be eliminated? And if we do that, you know, as one disease, then what's the next one? So while we're always focused on a foreign animal disease like African swine fever and, you know, disease prevention and preparedness there, there is more discussion on our endemic diseases and what can we do with what we've learned through biosecurity to help eliminate one of those endemic diseases.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get the latest in farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.